Safesh Chavov, Sif Ale. Hey, Lasa Sukha Tachas, the Bais HaOilon. Sukha cannot be made under a roof of a house or under a tree which is growing from the ground. But Oisa Sukha Tachas HaOilon, it does make it under the tree. So there's two opinions. Yeshayim Rim Shim, HaOilon, Silas HaMerul, Mechamos HaPsula, B'cholinim. If the tree has more shade than sun, so basically it's a full schach, under all circumstances, the sukkah is possible. Abim sukkah tzilosim ruvim yichamosim doesn't help that the sukkah also is a sukkah, because the ma'isa, you have a sukkah underneath a tree. Avil, im ilan chamosim ruvim yichamosim, but the tree has more sunshine than shade, so it's not a real sach. Im sukkah tzilosim ruvim yichamosim, below ilan, sheira. If the sukkah is a kosher sukkah without it, then that won't possible it, because it's not considered under a sikuch of tree. The tree is not making a full shade. Afilo hishpul anoch lemata lochem masrach hasukkah. Even if you didn't mix the two srachas together, since you have a full srach underneath, it remains kosher. Al meina sukkah silos amru chamos el ideya ilon. But if you don't have enough srach on the bottom, you have to be mitzarif two branches of the tree together. Then soch yashpul anochem v'yalvim masrach binin shli nekorim v'yasrach rabba lochem avatlam. The only way to be mitzav srach posel of the tree to srach kosher is if you bend them down, mix them together with the real srach in a fashion that they're not recognizable. And if you have rove of the kosher srach, then it's mevatel the posel of srach from the tree. It's a very complicated thing to do. Yesha imrim, there's a more stringent opinion that Rav Yo. It says, afilu masuka silosim uvim lechamosa below ilan, even though the sukkah has a full srach, then ilan chamosim uvim silosa, and the tree branches are, the majority of them is not branches, it's sun, so you only have one srach, and the tree is not a srach. But, manfi ilan lechuvonu kinegan srach hakosher, psula, bein shilim kodem, bein shasuka kodma, kibun shanfi ilan lechuvonu kinegan srach hakosher. Anything underneath the branches of the tree, we look at it as posel srach. So now you have to deduct all the kosher srach, which is under the branches of the tree, and even though you have majority of kosher srach, you may end up with a pasal sukkah. Moshe says, "Miu im hishpil anofim lamatav ilvim im asrach sheinim nekorim b'teilim b'sukkah v'asukkah k'sheir." He says, even according to this opinion, if you mix them all together like we saw before, and the majority is kosher srach, then it is kosher. Continues the Ramah, "B'chein im haniach srach kosher asrach posel." And now he's going to give me a bigger kula. That you put the srach kosher on the srach posel, it's also considered mikri eva kosher. If they're just one on top of the other, also, as long as you have majority of srach kosher, then it is also kosher. So there's a big chiddush, because it is naked. But since the ma'aseh, it's one sikuch, it's one unit of srach, not two completely separate srachos, then this opinion holds its kosher. Avu continues the mechava, im hanofim, k'neged avu shevein, a srach kosher. The posel srach is just in between the holes of the kosher srach, and you still have a majority of kosher srach, then it's a lot of goods. This is parentheses. Oy, shasrach, harbe, afili, nothing connected to ilan, initial kashir. It's also kosher if you have enough srach kosher, that if you deduct the srach which is underneath the posel srach, you'll still have a majority of kosher srach. It's also good. So, in this case, it's kshira. Hoyl, vitzel, kosher, merulam, mechamosa, afilim, nothing to ilan. In these cases, it's kosher lepulei alma, because you have no kosher srach, even if you remove the srach underneath the tree. And you still have a shir hechshir lehechshir. V'chol zeh leishon ilan ben kodem le'ilan lekodem asrach v'din echer lehem. All these situations, no difference which came first. Srach posel, srach kosher. You just go by where the majority is, and each opinion holds what it holds, as we said before. The Mishmur says one should be machmer, like the second stringent opinion, that you deduct srach kosher, which is underneath the srach posel. But if they are one on top of the other and they're touching each other, and you have a full srach kosher without the srach posel, then you can rely on that opinion.